We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've had a spirited sports daily here today. Shane Dennis, Jacob Albrock. Really enjoyed the banter between Alex Smith going to the Redskins and Doug Kazarian talking Super Bowl prop bets. It's been a fun show, and certainly chock full of stuff that we had to move some stuff to not only the back burner, but to tomorrow. So we'll get to Greg Marshall and his sound from his presser tomorrow. We'll also talk to Brian Haney tomorrow, and Bruce should be back tomorrow as well. If you'll indulge me, I want to talk a little bit about former Padre and Diamondbacks general manager Kevin Towers. He died yesterday at the age of 56 after a 14-month battle with thyroid cancer. For those that don't know, I've spent four seasons as a San Diego Padres farmhand and two seasons in Japan. And Kevin Towers, while not the owner, was the GM of the Padres when I was there and basically gave me the opportunity to go to Japan after the 1996 season. I'll get into that story in just a second. But the one thing that I remember about Kevin Towers, and I hope everybody's favorite team's general manager is just like KT, and that, Jacob, if you didn't know he was a general manager, you'd never be able to guess. Good guy, treated you like anybody else. It felt like, while we weren't friends, we were friendly. You know, and he and I got to know each other in a really unique situation. It was the summer of 1994, my first professional season and short season ball in the Northwest League. We were in Medford, Oregon, the second to last day of a road trip, and I was pitching. And I got hit in the head with a batted ball and got concussed. Didn't get knocked out, but got knocked out of the game. And it was really fortunate for me that Kevin Towers was in attendance. You know, GMs of big league major league teams go around to the minor leagues to check out the lower levels, and he just happened to be there that night. And he drove me to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, diagnosed with a concussion, but he was the one that drove me to the hospital and kind of, made me, you know, settle down, not to be worried. You know, he's a comforting, real, gentle, super nice guy. And to kind of put a bow on that, you flash forward two seasons after the 1996 season when I finished up in AA. KT didn't have everything to do with this. This was more about ownership. Larry Lucchino was the owner at the time. But Lucchino, who owned the Padres and the owner of the Chibolote Marines and the Japanese Pacific League, they were business partners. And they wanted to and thought they were going to revolutionize, or at least to some extent, Major League Baseball relations with the Japanese Professional League. Now, as we know now, dozens and dozens of Japanese players play in Major League Baseball, but it wasn't so back then. Well, the owner of the Japanese Pacific League team, the Chibolote Marines, right outside of Tokyo, had a guy who was the Nolan Ryan of Japan. His name was Hideki Irabu.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and he went on to pitch for the Yankees, most famously. But Lucchino and whoever the owner of the Japanese club was, the Chibolote Marines weren't going anywhere, and the agent of Irabu wanted to have Irabu pitch in the big leagues. One try his hand, one see how good he was, which understandably so. All the best players in Japan want that opportunity. Because the contracts are not the same, for him to be traded to the Padres, it couldn't be a real trade. They would have to release him from his contract with a gentleman's agreement that once I get released, I won't sign with any other team except for the Padres, and the opposite being true with a couple of prospects, which turned out to be me and a guy named Jason Thompson, AAA first baseman. Well, we both basically jumped at the opportunity because I was in AA and Jason Thompson was in AAA, and this is an opportunity to go to Japan for a guaranteed amount of years, for a guaranteed amount of really obscene money compared to minor league money. And so Jason and I did and spent 2 years in Japan, and I think we know the rest, and those that don't, Irabu held out. He had an agent that realized, why would we sign with the Padres? They did possess his rights, but he just basically refused to sign a contract. And I think it ended up, if you'll recall, and help me with this, I should know, I was traded for him. I think this drug out maybe a year or so.
Yeah, it was a weird, I remember that. And he was, I mean, it's changed so much since Irabu came over. And I did not know that you were part of that trade. And that is awesome.
Yeah. It wasn't a real trade, so I can't totally take credit for that, but.
Sure you can.
I'm as much a reason for Irabu coming over to the States as anybody. I'll take that part. But and Kevin Towers, to kind of wrap it up with KT, he was the guy that gave me a call, said, if you don't want to go to Japan, we won't release you. Don't worry about it. There'll be no ill will, no bad feelings, but this is an opportunity for you to make a lot of money. And I wasn't at the time on the 40-man roster. And he really was as much a gentleman about that as he was basically everything else in his life. So,
and that's a tough spot, I think, to on you know, for him to take that high character move. I mean, mm-hmm. GMs probably don't make a lot of friends.
And any other GM kind of is at the mercy of their owner too. Like
right.
Sometimes owners think they know more than the GM, and he. Larry Lucchino, the guy at the time, wanted to kind of try to revolutionize the sport and be a trailblazer. Well, Irabu holding out kind of threw a wrench in those plans, but I'll always remember Kevin Towers being a really straight-up, straight-shooter, nice guy, and this was a guy that nobody knew was sick until the World Series. I mean, he had been battling thyroid cancer for 14 months. And yesterday died at a hospital with his wife Kelly at his side, his former agent and friend Barry Axelrod, telling the Associated Press that former Padre and Diamondbacks general manager has died at the age of 56. So I appreciate everybody allowing me to share some thoughts about a very kind and a great baseball man in Kevin Towers. So kind of an abbreviated on this day, but a very good one. So we'll end up the segment on a positive note. And Jacob, here you go. On this day in 1993, the Cowboys beat the Bills 52-17 in Pasadena. And Troy Aikman was the MVP in that one. We've been talking a little bit about John Elway and what the Broncos will do at quarterback. On this day in 99, the Broncos beat the Falcons 34-19. He was your Super Bowl MVP.
Johnny Boy.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Boy, the guy that hadn't had much luck with quarterback since he's taken over in Denver. But
He had Peyton Manning there for a minute.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Took John Elway a long time to win a playoff game, by the way. I'll stop on the Alex Smith stuff.
Kind of a dubious on this day in 2000, a fight between Ray Lewis and his companions and another group of people resulted in the stabbing deaths of two people. And Ray Lewis, brought up on murder and aggravated assault charges, still a really, really sore spot for a lot of people that don't like Ray Lewis. And I think that's probably a kind way to put it, wouldn't you?
That's always been such a weird cloud with Ray Lewis that you almost have to separate it, don't you?
Yep.
A little bit.
And I don't know that a lot of people can.
No, and that's fine, and that is totally acceptable. Right. I get it. It's just it's a weird When that happened, that was all such a strange like sequence of events. If that happened in today's, landscape, goodness.
Ugh, weird. Born on this day, turning 50, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. 34 years old today, Vernon Davis, Redskins tight end. And besides those two, I would challenge you to come up with a better birthday day than January 31st. Jackie Robinson, born on this day in 1919. Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, born on this day in 1931. And Nolan Ryan, also born on this day.
Oh, the king.
How about that? The Ryan Express, Mr. Cub, and the trailblazer himself, Jackie Robinson. All those guys born on this day, January 31st.
If you want your kid to play baseball, shoot for January 31st, apparently.
40 weeks from January 31st, give that a go.
It's 2018. Just go in and get it. You can kind of plan that stuff out a little bit these days.
You get more specific than that nowadays, can you?
Yeah.
Well, the 31st would be a good place to start, no question about it.
I bet there's not another day with better baseball birthdays than that. I mean, you ain't going to find it.
Three no-brainer Hall of Famers, a guy that broke the color barrier, a guy that played the most games in Major League history without playing in a postseason game, and the guy with the most strikeouts. I don't know.
You ain't going to find it.
I don't think so either. All right, there you go. There you have it. On this day in sports history. Again, tomorrow, Bruce is supposed to be back, so we will have a somewhat full show even before anything happens this afternoon or tonight. We'll talk to Brian Haney tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We missed him today because he was traveling, so we didn't want to deal with the airport thing. We'll also have more prop bets to talk about to welcome him back in. We didn't even get to James Harden. Had a 60-point triple-double last night, 60, 10, and 11. Did we even get to Trae Young's 44 points in their YMCA game against Baylor, where defense was optional? He hit apparently 6 three-pointers last night that were 30 feet and beyond.
It's crazy.
Stuff that NBA guys don't do. So we'll have that to look forward to. Let's see. What else? More giveaways, because congratulations to the winner a couple minutes ago for the James Taylor. Be listening throughout the rest of the week. We will give away a pair of tickets each day to James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt. That's May 24th at Intrust Bank Arena. Tickets go on sale next week, but keep listening to Sports Daily. Tomorrow and the next day, we will have a pair of tickets each day. James Taylor and his all-star band, Bonnie Raitt and her band, May 24th, Intrust Bank Arena. We'll also have our State Farm reveal on how we did on our picks last week, and preview the upcoming picks, which are the final ones of the season. February 2nd, every one of the State Farm agents will be at Jim Maddox's office. We'll make some Super Bowl picks as well. We'll wrap it up. Shane and Jacob right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.